Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Joan Pride is our guest. She's senior editor with the Kiplinger Editors, and that's Kiplinger.com, by the way, if you want to check that out. Joan, welcome back. And by the way, folks, we're celebrating Joan's 11th anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust. And Joan, the one of the things I like about the letter, many things I like about your weekly Kiplinger letter, is the forecast right on the home page, right on the first page there.
Right.
You always have this
little
beautiful block. Of information, a little box of information, and it usually has a lot of different things in there, but this one today is called Global Forecasts, and it's GDP growth for 2010. And by the way, folks, if you don't know, GDP is gross domestic product, GNP, gross national product, are two different things. GDP is the product that's made that a country makes within its borders, the country's output within its own borders. GNP includes what the countries that are domiciled in that country do overseas. It includes all of that activity.
So, and that's how that was the number that we used to highlight.
Right.
In economic reports, and that was the one that got reported, and then, gosh, I guess maybe 15 years ago, they switched it all around and said, GNP isn't the way we want to look at this anymore. We're going to focus more on GDP.
Well, for example, it wouldn't be appropriate to use GNP for this tabulation you've got here.
Right.
Because you'd be counting numbers twice.
Yes, exactly.
So anyway, so folks, that's just a little bit in the weeds, but it's important to pay attention to. All right, so let's talk about the world, Joan. You guys say that the galaxy as we know it is going to be up 3.3% GDP in 2010. That's pretty darn good.
That sounds good to me. I don't know what you think.
Well, I think it is. I think now you guys say, and I think you're being a little Pollyannish here. You guys say the United States is going to average 3% growth in 2010.
Oh, you don't think we can do that?
Well, my prediction, one of my predictions was that it would be between 2 and 3.
Okay, well.
We're
within, you know, within your range.
You're almost within my rounding error,
yeah,
there, John.
Yeah.
But no, I think that's not an unreasonable number. And frankly, Joan, not one that we probably need to exceed. We need some deliberate growth.
If you get a lot of inflation fueled growth,
yeah,
you've got the opposite.
We got a mess.
Damage.
Yeah, we got a mess there. Eurozone, Joan, only 1.2.
Yeah, not doing so well.
Yeah, they got their problems over there, folks. They got, but see, Joan, 1.2 is not that much different from them 2 or 3 years ago.
Yeah.
I mean, they got a lot of issues over there in Europe. I mean, they got so many things. I mean, that could be a whole show on all the reasons why that Europe is not doing great as a group.
Right.
And a lot of those reasons they're not doing great are some of the things that some people in this country are trying to get us to do.
Ah.
And that's all I'm going to say about that, Joan. China is skewing the average, isn't it?
Yeah.
Tell us about that.
Well, China's growth is projected at 9.5, which I think is akin to a recession there, right?
Joan, I had John Nesbitt and his wife Doris on the show last week, and they've written a book called China's Megatrends. And they're pretty bullish on China.
Wow.
But I actually am not so much. I think China could be a bubble situation over there.
Really?
I think, yeah, I think that there's some issues in China as well that they're going to have to absorb, and so I'm a little bit worried. I don't think it's healthy for China to be growing at 9.5%. I'm concerned about it. We'll see how that goes.
Even though that's slower than,
well, actually, that's pretty close to their average, Joan, over the last several years.
Okay.
Japan, though, is very much like the Eurozone, 1.5.
Yeah, not too good. But at least it's not negative. You know, Japan's been sort of in the doldrums for so long.
20 years, Joan.
Yeah.
They've been languishing for a generation now.
That's pretty amazing.
It is amazing.
Because they had been just such a powerhouse for
right.
such a long time.
UK, which is tracks very much like Europe, 1.3. Brazil, part of the BRIC organization, the BRIC group. Brazil, Russia, India, China. That's at 5%. That's really good. Now Brazil has to watch out because they might have some. They're prone to inflation down there. So that's good. Canada 2.5, India 7.7. Now that's really good for India.
Wow. Yeah.
The good news about India, Joan, India is a democracy.
Oh, that's right.
A lot of my experts are saying, you know what, China's fine, but watch India. And I think that's important. Yeah. Russia 3.4, Joan. What's that all about?
I know. Oil.
And Mexico, 3.6.
Again, oil.
South Korea, 5.1. So, folks, there's
how do you get to South Korea?
Well, I don't know.
Oh, okay.
5.1. That's what Kiplinger says. So, folks, that's a lot of good. Really, there are no negatives. That's good news for the recovery out there across the globe. 20 till. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
How long has it been?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.